This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
96.5 The Fan. Don't forget, Josh Verdner's On Deck Show returns tonight at 5 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan before they take on the Marlins. And Sandy Alcantara with Seth Lugo on the mound. I do have a three-leg parlay if you'd like to trail it tonight for the Royals. Vern, if you're listening, one of your hottest bettors on the season. I'm going to take the Royals at -1.5. Bobby Witt Jr. to get two or more bases, and I'm going to take the over of 8. Sandy Alcantara's ERA is 7. I think the Royals light him up for 5 at least. So, give me a 6-2 win tonight. Let Lugo go 7 innings. Let Bobby Witt Jr. have a double. And, win 6 to, let's say we win, let's say 6-3 tonight. That hits the over of 8. That hits the spread. And let's say Bobby Witt Jr. has a double. One of the hottest hitters in baseball.
Smash.
I don't think that's a Richard move, but Mac, we know what time it is. It's 9 o'clock on a Friday.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Well done. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Nine o'clock. It's Richard of the Week, and you know what it's sponsored by. My people over at Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, zero bubbles, which means you have zero troubles. I take this Richard of the Week out to Miami Northwestern. So you ask, what, where, why? Their head coach is Teddy Bridgewater, and after a magical season leading his alma mater, Miami Northwestern, a 3A state football title, veteran NFL quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is in hot water with the Florida High School Athletic Association, or as some people use the acronym, the FHSAA. Miami Northwestern suspended Teddy Bridgewater on Monday for giving impermissible benefits to his players after an investigation was opened into Bridgewater and Miami Northwestern by the FHSAA. The investigation stems from a post Bridgewater made on Facebook asking parents and donors for financial support. The investigation cites a few things. Benefits were given that Bridgewater gave his players, spending $700 a week on Uber rides for his players to and from practices because they don't have cars. Feeding his players before games because they can't afford meals. Getting them pride sets to wear. Recovering trucks for the players after games. And recently he spent $14,000 for a preseason training camp where Bridgewater says the players slept in the basketball gym. Bridgewater said in his post announcing his suspension that he self-reported all the funds to Miami Northwestern, but is arguing that he can't be suspended because he's not an employee with Miami Northwestern. It's important to remember, though, all of this, that Teddy Bridgewater is a volunteer. And in the state of Florida, you don't have to be an employee with the school to coach at the school. So we're suspending coaches for using their own money to feed their players before games and get them Ubers to and from practices. Okay, man, you got it. What are we doing here? Finally, we see during Richard of the Week, somebody who goes out there and does something nice for somebody else, because you never know, change their day, their week, their month, their year, their life.
Yeah.
And here's the state of Florida saying, nah, can't do it. Let me talk to you. You're suspended. You used your own money. I'm not an employee of the school. I'm a volunteer. These kids are down bad. They don't have a lot of money. I'm getting them to and from practices. I paid $14,000 for a camp. You know where they slept? In a sleeping bag on a gym floor. I don't get it, man. We have a guy out here trying to help out kids, trying to help out a community, trying to help out a team. Just won him a state title, used his own money as a volunteer. So essentially, he's in the what? Like the, he's in the club. Like, you can give money. Those people that give money to the school, those people, they don't get any. But now he's suspended. He's a coach, but he's a volunteer. Used his own money, did a nice thing for somebody to change their day, their week, their month, their year. And yet, you're suspended. An atrocity of a story. And I don't like it.
Embarrassing.
I think the FSHSAA, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
The Florida State Athletic.
High school, whatever. Yeah.
Whatever it is. Richards, why are you mad about this? All we ever hear is like, these kids need to be out their iPads and stay out of trouble. They need to go play sports or have fun activities outside. He's doing that.
Yep.
And helping them stay in it. Winning a title, giving them a camp.
getting them to and from practices.
Feeding them.
It's not like he's buying them a Rolly.
No.
It's not like he's saying, hey, I got three cars. You all share them. I'm going to get you to and from practice in an Uber. I'm going to spend $19.50 to get you to and from practice so that you can get here, so that you don't slip up, so that you don't go do something wrong.
Exactly,
so that you
dude.
Stay on the yes. field. You stay in a better place. Suspended. Shame on you. I don't get it. Richard of the Week.
Sucks, dude. It's disgusting. Providing community, like showing why you work for your money, showing the value of things, like providing these lessons that we want sports to give out to these kids, to give out to the youth. And he's doing that out of his own pocket and out of his own goodness of his heart. It's a travesty that this happened, and it's a shame to the state of Florida, truthfully. My Richard, Brett Lemieux. We got this from a texter today. You and I had not heard about this from yesterday. This comes from CBS Sports. Brett Lemieux, a sports collectibles dealer. He ran Mr. Man Cave. They raided two warehouses this week. He posted on the Facebook group admitting he'd sold more than 4 million items and brought in over $350 million, much of it on forgeries. Quote, it was an addiction. How many items can I sell and give a front of a huge company? I did it for years. Purchased millions of dollars of legit items, mixed it until the name withheld, found the hologram, and then I had the bankroll to buy even more. Do more signings, every one of them from a signing turned into $10,000, and then it was certified. 95% of the Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Judge on the market are sold by me. Basically, every autograph sold in the last 25 years, you should have someone look at it. It's fake, and someone sold it to you other than me. The whole sports card industry that you have been talking about for a while and Gold's been on, that's booming right now.
Very much so.
That's found a new life. Everything's in question right now. All the legitimacy of everyone's cards, of everyone's passion and money that they poured into is now in question.
He said
because
95%
of
Mahomes and Aaron Judge autos are fake.
Yep. And that's just two guys.
That's earth shattering.
Literally. Literally, like I have goosebumps. I mean, legitimately, people's money that could be gone, could be down the drain. Over $350 million. 4 million items out there because of him. Fake. Forged.
Yeah, I am interested to talk to Alex when we get out of this break.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what he thinks. Because I wonder what it does, A, to the product, B, to the credibility, and C, like, what's this guy's punishment? Because that's forgery. That's fraud. That's like money. Like, you know what I mean? Like, think about that. Think about some guy, right? Goes into a break room, pulls a Patrick Mahomes one of one auto. Fake.
Dude, man, Lemieux. Lemieux wrote on Facebook, the run is done. The building was seized and I let it happen. There's over $500 to $700 million in value of hologram cards in there. Let that sink in. Every company I've touched is now my B. That was my goal. Whoa.
That might be Richard of the Year.
Seriously, dude. I mean, literally, the whole industry has now changed. This has shifted the trajectory of the whole card industry, probably.
Deletes Fanatics immediately. Damn, dude.
Damn it, dude.
Mario Lemieux's brother out here forging autographs.
Jeez, man.
Faking the whole industry. Well, sell now before everybody else figures
exactly
this
right.
out.
It's exactly right.
Because that is huge, because I don't know what it will do to the industry. I mean, Now, those could be like repacks that he's selling. So, I mean, anything that's in a pack right now, I would assume is safe. But how do you know that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Damn, 95% of those autos are mine.
And he sounds proud of it.
Oh, he's, like we said earlier, the CEO, own it. This dude did exactly what we asked.
He's owning it.
We said, own it.
Middle fingers, yep.
Somebody says, lock him up for life. Pepe Lemieux. Yeah. Richard. Well done, 913. Yeah, that's crazy. That's nuts.
That sucks.
We'll get back into what was the Rashee Rice news yesterday. Who's got to step up? Because you got to keep the line moving. We'll see what the suspension will be as the days tick along. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Not sure I've ever came back from a break like this. The card story, it was memorabilia. And the guy killed himself, by the way. So, sorry. Morbid way to end that story. But yeah, we just found that out.
Yeah, so all those Facebook posts that we were talking about, him posting, hey, this is what I did.
Yeah.
Made these companies my B. That was kind of like his
suicide note
almost. He knew that he was going to get raided, and then they found him.
Yeah. So
gunshot wound.
Horrible ending to that story.
Yes.
So let's pick you up, you know.
Exactly right. It's a Friday.
Yeah. So, you know, it's tough when you see things like that. But again, like, yeah, we were talking to Alex and he's like, yeah, the guy killed himself. I'm like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, that was like the main part of the article. I'm like, no, well, I think the main part of the article was that he, you know, was faking these autographs and stuff on memorabilia, like helmets and, you know, jerseys, cleats, football, whatever
it may be. Yep. Cards.
Yeah. Yep. And then his name, Brett Lemieux. Wrote that like aggressive letter, like I let him have it. They were my B, blah, blah, blah. And then when they raided his place, he was found dead. So took the coward's way out. Didn't want to go to jail. Didn't want to get all the stuff like that. But you hate to see it, but we move on. And we talk about the, well, maybe a more positive note, but Rashee Rice yesterday, the information came out that Rashee Rice would possibly be facing a suspension now that they expedited the process in the court system. He gets 30 days in jail, 5 years probation for the traffic incident that he fled the scene of. Apparently there was some metal that you shouldn't have in the car, possibly some other stuff. I don't know the full details of what was found in the car, but I know stuff that you shouldn't have in your car. And now the NFL has the right of way, no pun intended, to hand down a suspension to one Rashee Rice. We try to discuss where we can find what we might see in a suspension of Rashee Rice. I think the window is kind of like when meteorologists tell you snow is coming. There could be 2 inches. There could be 6 inches. I think it could be 2 games to 8 games. I firmly believe that. I think that is the window that what we know right now is where we could possibly see this Rashee Rice story going and the suspension happening. And when you look at the Chiefs' first few games of the season or the first 9 games of the season, Buffalo, Washington, Detroit, Philly, Chargers, that's 5 of your 9. I know there's some duds in there like Jacksonville and Vegas.
New York.
And the Giants. So when you look at that and you think about what a suspension could be, because we all know what the court gave him. Don't really need to, you know, beat a dead horse with that. Now you look at, okay, we know he's getting suspended. It's inevitable. I mean, I don't know that. I would assume that, and I would feel comfortable saying that there is definitely going to be some sort of suspension. We saw Jordan Addison get a DUI in looking at a 3-game suspension.
Yep.
But this is something that continues to happen in this professional sports world, which is the football world, and the fact that you look at this and you think, okay, this keeps happening. How do we get it to stop? Well, eventually you have to make a harsh example out of someone. Is that someone Rashee Rice? Because we saw the stories over the past weekend that Shedeur Sanders was driving like an idiot, excessive speeds multiple times. Clearly nobody's learned their lesson. Well, now somebody's got to be that person that learns their lesson. And Roger Goodell has handed down suspensions before that have been like, you know, wow. Because you're kind of tongue-tied here, right? You're kind of on two different sides of the fence. There's fan base with Rashee Rice is what I noticed yesterday, 100% split on this sort of decision that will be coming. Why would you suspend him? He missed an entire year. He's done all the things he's done. He's paid to the victims. There's other people. 6 games, dude ought to be out for an entire year. Should be 8 to 12 games. Should be half a season. Okay, I can listen to both points. I think we'll see somewhere in the middle. I think we'll see somewhere in reality, not to take the metaphor, the analogy of Weatherman. I think you're looking anywhere from 4 to 6 games. I think that's what you're going to get hit with, and I would lean more towards the 6. Because, again, you look at the statistics that prove what could be happening. The accident itself and the lives that were caused damage to. Nobody lost their lives, but there were injuries. There were, you know, medical expenses. There was that, you know, he apparently paid for. There was, you know, damage to cars. There was damage to people's mental, whatever you want to call it. I know you might think that I'm being a soft, woke dude, but again, you don't know that. Might have changed somebody's perspective of driving. And then you look at what the NFL likes to do. And this is one of those things where it seems like it is teed up for maybe a harsh punishment from Roger Goodell, where it's like, yeah, Sucks you missed all year last year with an ACL injury. That had nothing to do with your situation. Here it is. And he is due a suspension. You did wrong. You should be punished. I think he knows that. I think the team knows that. But again, no Rashee Rice possibly for anywhere from 2 to 8 weeks is what I would think.
Yeah, and you say lean more in the six. I lean more in the four and then appeal to possibly get it to two. I bet they deny the appeal, but if I was a betting man, I would say four. And I think if you look at the history of suspensions, getting over 4 weeks is pretty rare. And again, there's not a rhyme or reason to what gets you over 4 weeks. You know, you've got Terrell Pryor, you know, getting benefits from Ohio State. Boom, 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. You've got Greg Hardy literally beating a woman on a bed full of firearms. Mm-hmm. 10 weeks, appealed to four. Like, there's legitimately no rhyme or reason with the NFL. And part of that's a complete issue with the way they deal with this just from a systematic standpoint. But I think the people, the Chiefs fans that would say, hey, half the season, the whole season, I think that would be egregious in my mind. I think he's paid his dues from the law, and I think legally he's going to do what he has to do now. And now it's about him staying out of trouble and doing what he has to do from a human being perspective, from an individual to right these wrongs. And that's part of the case that I think is going underrated too. It's like, hey man, like if you really have changed, we'll know. It's 5 years probation.
Yeah.
You can't get in trouble.
Right.
No, having one too many at a bar and getting in a fight. There's no staying out too late. Nah, you know what? I'm not going to catch the Uber. Let's drive. Like, none of that. No little mistakes like that that seem like one little blip of a decision. Mm-hmm. That'll change your whole life, whole career, professionally, personally, everything. I think that would be where I'd stick the punishment to, or the responsibility, rather. It's in Rashee Rice's camp. It's not in the law. Or it's not in my hands to say, you know what? Actually, it should be six. It should be eight. The law did what they did. They came down to me, not as harsh as maybe they'd come down on you or I, but they came down pretty hard. It's not nothing. This is more than a slap on the wrist.
From the 816, they've made examples of people before, and the same things happen. It's not about fear of repercussions.
Okay.
From the 913, six games for speeding is crazy. Nobody died. That's where there's a different perspective. Like, that's not what happened.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, I mean, it was speeding, but he did hit vehicles. He did walk away from the scene. There are other factors in the case, but
he hid.
Yeah, I mean,
it was like 24 hours.
Yeah, it was like 24 hours. Yeah, turn himself in though.
There was stuff in the car. It's more than just speeding and getting to a wreck. There were multiple cars involved. There were multiple people involved. Yep. There was stuff that did not belong legally in the car. Because wasn't there like marijuana in Texas? Like marijuana is like super frowned upon.
Yeah, I don't know what is alleged and what's definite on that. So I'm not going to speak on that, to be honest. I don't know what's alleged and what's not there, what was in the vehicle. But I know alleged that there were things in the car, yes. Yeah, but I think if you just go off the precedents, which again, they don't have a lot, but if you just go off the plethora of suspensions that have happened over the past 20 years in the NFL, it's rare to see over four. It just is. Usually you're in that 2, 3, 4 range. And so I imagine we'll see Rice get a month suspended, which, by the way, you mentioned it. It's a gauntlet to start, man. Mm-hmm. Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Ravens are your first 4 weeks.
Well, the NFL doesn't care about your schedule.
Nope, not at all. Nor should they.
And we'll see, because you talk about that, and we move on from the suspension talk, because we'll say, you know, everything in Texas is frowned upon except men. Lord, from the top rope.
Take the day.
Yeah. But no, you look at... You look at him being out, right? Let's say it's four games, and you mentioned it's Chargers,
Eagles,
Giants, and then Ravens. The Ravens.
Yep.
So he's out four games, right? You have a team that knows what this offense can do without Rashee Rice.
100%.
Now, the question is, where all the focus goes is left tackle, right? Left side of the line.
Yeah.
That's an issue. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. And we have to see what's going to be available. But the one thing that you can lean on is who steps up or what happens with him being out of the offensive thing. But it's not like we haven't seen this, right? Now, you had Rashee Rice in that Baltimore Ravens game last year. You won't have him in this year's game if he is suspended. So who's the one guy, Mac, that you would say has to kind of show a bigger role with the suspension looming for one Rashee Rice?
I'd say Xavier Worthy. I think that's the obvious gimme answer, but I think he is the guy. They drafted him in the first round. He was this for the latter half of last season, the second half of last season. He started to step up, and we've seen him really progress as a wide receiver. Just his archetype, go route, beat you, burn you over the top. We saw him do a lot more than that in the second half of the season. And I know there were the miscommunications in those first 5 or 6 weeks, right? You know, step out of bounds, a foot here, off here, just a little too fast, a little too slow, between the hands, whatever it may have been that first 6 weeks. It was just one step off. But then we saw Xavier Worthy that second half of the season ignite and become a different player. Running curl routes, yards after the catch, little screens in the gimmick game that we always know is there, a couple deep balls, but really the intermediate, over the middle of the field, route running type stuff that I believe, in combination with Hollywood Brown stepping right below him, those are the guys that are going to have to step up. It's going to be Hollywood and Xavier Worthy. Yes, I know Travis Kelce will get more reps and Noah Gray will get more looks and they may run the ball a little bit more. But overall, they drafted a guy in the first round with 4.2 speed out of Texas to be this guy when they're in between a rock and a hard place. And that's Xavier Worthy. He has to step up.
I look at this in like another way as well. Like, I love the Worthy take because I think we've seen it and we want to see more, right? Yeah. This is year two. Where can you go from here? I think where I want to see this really move forward is, I think this is where Travis Kelce's kind of got to take that step. And I know some people would disagree with that. I think some people would say, hey, you know, like, Travis Kelce, we don't want him to be that guy. But this is one of those situations where it merits that. And I think that with what Rashee Rice does over the middle, Travis Kelce can do similar to that in this last part of his career, if this is, in fact, the end-all, be-all of Travis Kelce. I don't know that to be 100% fact that he's going to retire, but it sure the hell seems like it. Again, don't forget Travis Kelce Day here on 96.5 The Fan, 8-7. We will do the hell with my birthday, and we will have a celebration of Travis Kelce on 8-7 day here on 96.5 The Fan with Fesco, Dusty, and Mac. I will say this, though. The other thing that you don't have that you didn't have last, or that you do have that you didn't have last year till the very end, is you will have Hollywood Brown. And that's a vital piece, right? Hopefully he stays healthy throughout preseason, throughout the regular season. And now you will have somebody in Hollywood Brown who will be able to step up in that role. So you'll go into this season, if, in fact, Rice is suspended 4 games, you'll have Hollywood Brown, you'll have Juju Smith-Schuster, you'll have Xavier Worthy, you'll have Travis Kelce, you'll have Patrick Mahomes, and who knows what other young rookie wide receiver may step up. Is this where Jalen Royal says, hey, coach,
yes,
give me an opportunity, right?
Like, has to be.
You've done it in the last 2 years. You've given rookies more of a role in an offense. And maybe this is a blessing and a curse. Yes, you may not have Rashee Rice for a month of the season, but hey, this guy we drafted named Jalen Royals, who a lot of people are high on that thinks he can be a good player, he steps in, gives you a little glimpse of what he could be. Hey, we're going to expand his role. Then Rice comes back, and you have a lot of good problems to have.
Yes. Now you've got depth. Now you've got a guy as your fourth wide receiver who could be a number two or a number three on 15 or 20 other teams, who knows the offense, who has done Rashee Rice's role, has maybe even done a little bit of Hollywood's role because Hollywood had to shift because of Rice movement. Now, all of a sudden, Jalen Royals doesn't just know his 4 or 5 plays that he's going to get on in 10% of the snaps. He knows over half the playbook. He knows 2 positions routes. He knows what Mahomes wants out of him, which is so much what we've taken from Xavier Worthy in this offseason. Xavier Worthy has talked about learning what Mahomes wants, learning what Mahomes' rules are, right, for certain routes. Mm-hmm. Do I have freedom on this route? Do I not have freedom on this sort of play? Jalen Royals, with experience in the first month or so of the season, could really grasp a lot of those things that Patrick Mahomes wants from him, and that would be huge for the ceiling of this offense because, yes, Juju Smith-Schuster is that Rashee Rice archetype. You've got Jalen Royals right there. Don't just sit on Juju and play him 90% of the snaps, please. Andy Reid, you're right. Use this as an advantage. Use this to a benefit, because we talked about depth, 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 the deepest unit Mahomes has ever had. Okay, then show me. Prove it. Let's go.
Right.
You've got it. Don't sign a Keenan Allen. Don't bring in Amari Cooper. I don't want to see any of those texts.
Well, that's what a lot of people have said. Do you bring in like a veteran receiver and, nope, you know, try to see if you can get somebody? Because I don't think that's the answer either. I'm not super, you know, pro going to get like a Keenan Allen or an Amari Cooper. I'm not big on that. I think you have enough in your arsenal right now. Now, the question is, which is also why this is now going to be magnified even more in camp, is the left side of the line. If you, in fact, if Jalen Moore is good enough to play left tackle until Simmons is ready,
yep,
and Kingsley Suamataia is okay at left guard, which I think Matt McMullen made a good point, that he was going up against Denver's A-team and played one of the best games on that offensive line.
He was really good.
Now, we didn't have our main guys in, but now you have, you know, hopefully the humbleization of, man, I got my ass kicked at left tackle last year and lost my job to Wanya Morris, and then Wanya Morris lost my job to Kadarius Toney. to Joe Tooney, who they had to move out, right? I believe. And then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, if I don't make it here, I don't make it in the league. That, to me, adds some sort of positivity to Kingsley, playing in that left guard role. Plus, in fact, you do kind of have a back. Now, I'm going full bias here that it works.
Yeah, of course.
Let's say that Josh Simmons is that dude, right? They go through camp. He wins the camp battle. They're going to throw him out there in a preseason game and run a route out to the left side and see what he can do. Or they're going to be like, hey, this is a play that takes at least 3 seconds to develop. He's going to drop back. Let's see what you got.
Yes.
And it works. And then all of a sudden you're like, hey, Jalen Moore, you're a guy that we paid money to. Why don't you play left guard? Kingsley, you're the backup. No hurt, no foul there. You're just the backup guy. And you have Jalen Moore and Josh Simmons, who everybody passed on, that maybe Brett Veach finds another diamond in the rough and it works. And then all of a sudden, it don't matter if it's Hollywood Brown or Rashee Rice. You give Mahomes time, and then you add in all these other things, especially stuff like what Peter Schrager had to say about what could happen to Patrick Mahomes this year.
You know, as training camps open, the two lasting images of the last 5 months for the Kansas City Chiefs are the one of the two-time defending Super Bowl champions shuffling off that Superdome field in a sea of green and white confetti after being embarrassed in the Super Bowl by the Philadelphia Eagles. And, well, their quarterback with his shirt off at a party and not exactly looking like a Hemsworth brother. But for all the dad bod jokes and all the memes and all the local sports radio hot takes that came with this image, came something else. And that's more fuel to the fire. See, this is the part of Patrick Mahomes' arsenal that's maybe the most underappreciated and overlooked. This dude is a stone-cold killer. And whether he admits it or not, he sees and he hears everything. So while the rest of the football world was crowning Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson a year ago, it was Mahomes who was watching, listening, and nodding along as he secured home field advantage and marched his team right through the playoffs into his third straight Super Bowl. See, Patrick Mahomes is still the greatest player in the sport. And now, he's something even scarier. He's motivated more than ever before. So enjoy the memes and the dad bod jokes in July. I'll be taking Mahomes in January.
So that's Schrager over there talking about all the offseason hoopla of what Patrick Mahomes has been talked about and all the sort of stuff that people have said that have an opinion that doesn't matter. And I think that when you look at this and you hear people talk about Mahomes, I don't think it's that really drives him. I know that we have seen the petty side of it with the counting on the fingers and the shrugs and the counting on the touchdown hands, but it's more so how can he do something better than he did last year? And last year was a year where I think that if he looks at his Pro Football Reference page and goes, damn, I wasn't good last year. Now, there are factors, but we all know that we've heard Patrick Mahomes talk enough in press conferences and we've heard what he has to say. He'll never in his life blame anybody else. I've got to be better. I've got to put my guys in better positions. Patrick, you haven't really had a left side of your offensive line for the last 2 years. Everything okay with it? Yeah, that's on me. I got to get the ball out quicker. I got to find guys, you know, faster. That's my job first. And I think that if you give Patrick Mahomes that much more time to be protected on the left side, and you look at what happened last year, because what did I tell you earlier, Mac? I believe that Patrick Mahomes has affected this team as well as many other people on this roster that are no longer on this roster, that winning is awesome. It's fun. It's great. I love winning, but I hate losing more. And I think that's Patrick Mahomes' mentality. So yes, I do think that he hears people talk and they hear him, you know, he laughs it off when some loser talks about how fat he is. He laughs it off when somebody says, oh, he gets all the calls. Oh, he cut his hair. He's going to go full scorched earth. That's funny. That's whatever. But what he hates is the fact that he loses. And when you lose in the Super Bowl, and the two losses in the Super Bowl, they've been absolutely mollywopped. That, I think, makes him go insane. Winning is fun. Losing is worse. And I think that's the mentality for Patrick Mahomes. And I think that has been adopted into this team mentality. They hate it. I get it. Nice take, Dusty. Everybody doesn't like losing. But some people don't like losing, but they still like winning more. Patrick Mahomes likes winning, but he hates losing more.
Yeah, and it's a culture that's contaminated the whole franchise, you know, and we're glad that the contagion has taken over. The Mahomes contagion has engulfed this locker room, because I think you're right. I think that is the culture and how they stay united in a goal, and it's winning, but it's because they don't want to lose. It's to avoid that. And Yeah, now Mahomes can say all those things, but now it's going to be his chance to prove it to all of us that really is this guy. Because I think we have a good text here. You know, we all said this last year with Patrick Mahomes, and he went out and put up a meh year. You know, I think that is part of the narrative right now going on with Patrick Mahomes is that, you know, hey guys, we said all this stuff last year, nothing happened. Well, guess what? All those guys got hurt last year. Now, there's only one guy suspended right now. If you were to lose Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy gets hurt, Josh Simmons gets hurt, and Travis Kelce isn't what we think he could be this year, then yeah, okay, there's going to be some justification, some reasons for that. I think the reason the hype with Mahomes is so real this year is because, one, you mentioned the loss, the embarrassing show that that whole team put out in February, combined with the fact that there is a lot of crap talk. There is a lot of doubters, and there is a lot of people kind of who have forgotten the powers that Mahomes attains. And so, yeah, he's going to have to show that without Rashee Rice. And I think as the texture brings up, possibly with Sky Moore. 913, why do I feel like they're going to stick with Sky Moore over Jalen Royals?
Oof.
They are not going to do that. Sky Moore will be on this roster, though, sadly, thanks to this. I predict that is one of my takes.
But it doesn't mean he will play.
No, but he shouldn't be on the 53.
No.
But he will be now.
We don't know that yet.
I hope I'm wrong.
We don't know that yet, but I assume he will be now with that take because you have to have a full roster.
Yeah.
And you have a guy that's out. Or, what's even worse, they bring back Justin Ross and tell Sky Moore to get lost. I mean, dude.
I'd rather have Justin Ross.
Than Sky Moore?
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
I'm done with the Sky Moore thing.
Same. I'm out.
Oh, so, he's going to look different at camp, Mac. He's going to look determined. He's going to look ready. Yes, he is.
He was in Texas with Mahomes.
His legs are getting bigger.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done, dude.
Everybody's done.
I'm out, man.
The Chiefs were done last year.
Yes.
Yeah, go get that surgery.
Yeah, go get
that
surgery, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he's a second-round pick. I don't think they'll admit defeat yet, but they should. There's more, at least, ceiling with Justin Ross.
Somebody says, Patrick needs to win. His legacy can't take another Super Bowl loss. He'll go from Kobe to bunk-ass LeBron. Nobody cares how many Super Bowls you get to if you don't win them.
The second greatest basketball player of all time, LeBron James. Okay. Yeah, if Patrick is LeBron, then that's fantastic, man.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, that is awesome.
We still have like 8 more years of good dominance football from Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And I know there's people like, well, Brady went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. He still went. Just didn't win.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not here to make excuses. I know what Patrick Mahomes wants. I know what Patrick Mahomes drives on. I know what thrives him. I know what burns inside of him, and that is just winning.
He's winning. He's going to do it this year, man. They're going to be beating teams, not going 35-0 like Fesco, but be 35-20, man. They'll be big scores. There'll be two possession wins this year.
But you're so high.
Coming up on the other side, we get to the turning two of the weekend, and I give you what the New York Post reported. Every teardrop is a waterfall is your clue. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Time to play the game. It's our rip. Somebody said this show sounded like Step Brothers today when Bob's out. I'm going to put my beanbag on your drum set.
We just become best friends?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So I love...
Hello, America.
Oh, yeah. I love stirring the pot out there, and I've got Drew with his back against the wall. Look, Drew, go out there right now and look what Drew's doing.
Okay.
He is swinging a wooden bat. In the bullpen. I kid you not. I mean, this guy has gone full geek. Drew might be the best athlete that we never heard of, dude.
Oh, my God.
Drew Nixon might be the best athlete we've never heard of.
This is amazing, dude.
Can break 100 at the Masters from the Masters tees and Masters conditions. Claims he could get a hit off a major league pitcher. And here's how he claims he could do it. He would bunt it down the third baseline and run to first. You're not bunting. If Paul Skeens is up there throwing 92, and that's on a bad, bad day, that's him throwing changeups. You're going to get out there in bunting formation and tink and then run to first? I'm going to look like a bird crapping peach seeds in the batter's box alone. And now...
Oh, now Cody's got the bat.
Oh, Cody's got the bat
see,
now.
Cody, Alex, myself, we all said
no chance.
No,
of course not, because you're smart.
Yeah. Spec, I could get one hit.
Spec.
He still claims he could get a hit off Mariano Rivera. The greatest. Dead serious, dude.
No.
That's what he told me.
Jesus Christ.
He goes,
I think I can get a hit off
Mariano Rivera. I've never laughed at non-athlete. Oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, he walked into the studio.
Yes.
They got the baseball bat out there.
Yes.
One hit and could get a hit off of the Sandman,
yeah.
Mo Rivera.
Do you see what's happening? What you started in the bullpen?
I'm an instigator.
Yes,
dude.
I love it.
Drew is defending his bunting stance.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
What?
Uh-huh. That you would go against a major league pitcher and try to bunt.
Yeah, that you're not getting a hit that
it's
way.
Not crazy.
No
than,
chance.
It's not crazier than his take.
So can I explain
for sure
the Mariano Rivera thing?
Kiss my ass.
No, thanks.
Yeah. BBL stinky.
BBL stinky.
BBL stinky.
All right, explain.
All right.
Yeah.
We've all watched a lot of baseball in our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm throwing out, I couldn't get a hit off of Barry Zito, Paul Skeens, Maddox, nothing, right? What I think makes Mariano Rivera more easier, I put that in quotes, for someone like average Joe like me to hit, is he was only left and right, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's not up, there's not down, there's not a lot of variation of speed. It is a 95 mile an hour cutter. It's either going left or it's going right. And if you had 100 guesses, my thought is that over the course of those 100, if you could guess whether it's going in or out, you have a chance to get a hit. But if you were to put me in the box with, I don't know, insert pitcher, Cole Reagans, right? He's throwing the curve. He's
That's
throwing
a lefty-lefty matchup.
Okay,
I'm just kidding. Yeah, go ahead.
Lugo. Doesn't matter,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
He's going up. He's going down. Speed variation. I feel like I'd have a better chance to get a hit off Mariano Rivera than any other Major League Baseball pitcher.
Mm.
Because let's say I'm lefty, he's righty, he's throwing a cutter in, right? Is Mac dying back there?
Oh, yeah. Dude, so we were telling, sorry to cut you off. I was telling that Drew was bunting, and he was like laughing. I was like, well, Spec thinks he can hit off Mariano Rivera. He just goes,
like, come on.
But your logic, I hear your logic.
Right, like,
you hear the logic. I like this.
Because Maddox, you have no chance the way he makes it move.
And I'm not saying I'm getting a hit off of every major league pitcher. I'm just saying I'm singling out Mariano Rivera because I think my chances of making a guess work is the highest percentage.
So you think you have a better chance of getting a hit off of Mariano Rivera than you would Tim Wakefield?
Correct.
Okay. Because you could float a knuck. It may not dance. And you might be like...
And I make it... I may get lucky, but all right. So let's say I'm left-handed. Mariano Rivera's right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Throws that classic cutter inside trying to break your hands.
Mm-hmm.
One out of 100, let's say I'm doing the E-turn, I'm diving out of the box and my bat kind of comes in contact with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a better chance than I would against any other Major League Baseball pitcher. Does that make sense at least?
No, I understand your logic. I still think you're, I don't know, man. I, you know, honestly.
But you're so high.
Fair enough.
No, wait before you leave.
Okay.
Over under 4.5 suspension games for Rishi Rice.
Under.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think the number
I think if it's 6, they appeal and they get to 4. I think if it's 4, they just stand pat and he's out for September.
Okay. You don't think they try and go to 2? Don't try and appeal or...
I think they'd like it to be behind them and just
heard
because I think the other part of this is let's say it's 4 games, right? And it's the month of September. The real downside is obviously you don't have Rashee Rice, but the upside is even if he's healthy, you at least give him another month to be healthier, right? Coming off that ACL, you give it a full 12 months for real NFL football. There are worse things than that. You can survive September without Rashee Rice. Yes. I don't think they suspend. I don't think they appeal 4. They'll appeal 6 or 8.
Mm-hmm. And he'll end up with 4?
I think that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Should we play one or the other real quick? Rapid fire with Spec.
Oh, I love it. Yeah,
okay,
do it.
Real quick, like 45 seconds.
Okay.
Play a
game. Can Drew get a bunt?
We know that answer.
Okay. No.
But yeah, I lit a fire out there, man. It's out of control.
I walked out of my office. I just see a bat. I see them arguing about bunting stance. I didn't, you know, I love our bullpen, but my gosh.
The instigator.
This was a low point on a Friday.
From the dirty werewolf to the instigator. All right, you're a quarterback. You get to play in one stadium, Lambeau or Superdome.
Lambeau.
Okay.
Superdome's a dump.
This year, Goff or Stafford?
I hate the Superdome.
I met Maggie Sajak at Superdome, and she said bye to me when we left.
She did.
Love the Superdome.
What was the next one? Sorry.
This year, quarterback, Goff or Stafford?
Goff.
this year wide receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown or Tyreek Hill?
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
In their prime, TJ Watt, JJ Watt.
Oh, that's a really good one.
I know.
That was the toughest one.
I think the answer is JJ Watt, but I'm not going to argue either side.
Yep. It's both.
Yeah.
Laporta or Kelsey this year, production?
Laporta.
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith.
Devonta Smith. Jalen, I think we all like the idea of Jalen Waddle. Is Jalen Waddle good?
I mean,
good question.
He's missing at least six games.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's had maybe one 1,000-yard season.
I think you're right.
We love the idea of Jalen Waddle because we saw him and Tyreek Hill at their peak, like early Tua. I'm not sure Jalen Waddle's all that good.
Justin Herbert or Jaden Daniels this year? Are
we talking to win a game or fantasy?
Just to win a game.
Jaden Daniels.
Okay. I gave Mac this one, but I'm going to give you another one as well. But I asked Mac, Drake May or Caleb Williams this year?
Drake May.
Okay.
I think Drake May is really good.
I do too. I like both these guys.
I know that I'm hard. Who'd have thought?
I'm unsure about Caleb Williams.
You're kind of torn?
I think he's incredibly talented. I just wonder about his just setup.
Yeah.
The dad thing that came out this summer. There's just something not there with Caleb Williams, and I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. I think he's incredibly talented, but I'd rather have Drake May.
Okay. Bo Nix or Aaron Rodgers numbers-wise this year?
Bo Nix.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers stinks.
Okay. I mean, he had a better year than Mahomes last year.
From a numbers perspective.
Which is weird to think.
He had what, more yards?
And touchdowns. Okay. Fewer interceptions? What do you do, 24 and 12 and 3,900? Mahomes is like 38.
He had 28 and 11, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, yes, he did. I would wonder how many of those just came when they were down 31-14.
Oh, for sure.
And he threw a terrible touchdown against the Seahawks in the fourth quarter.
You start a franchise next year, you can take Josh Allen or Joe Burrow.
Josh Allen.
Fair enough.
Nice.
That's Steven Spector.
Love everybody. It.
You can get a hit off Barry on
is there an argument again for Burrow?
Apparently, I'm a Josh Allen homer. And I don't know if I guess I'm the only one. Guy like ripped me out on the text line this week. He's like, Joe Burrow's. Because I think what the topic was, I fear Josh Allen more than I fear Joe Burrow.
That's strange because I fear the Bengals way more, but I fear Josh Allen more than Burrow. I think there's something happens with the Bengals and the Chiefs that makes that game weird. I'm supremely confident against Chiefs and Bills, but I'll take Josh Allen over Joe Burrow. Both are great quarterbacks.
It's a win-win.
We get in this weird spot where it's like Mahomes is the greatest, but it's okay to love Josh. Like Josh Allen's awesome and he's lovable and he's a great guy.
Yeah.
What is there to dislike about Josh Allen? There's a lot to dislike about Joe Burrow, but Josh Allen's awesome. Sorry.
I think so. No.
That doesn't mean he's better than Patrick Mahomes. He's not.
But he's number two. And that's okay to be in this situation.
That's okay. He'll get his Super Bowl.
I think
Josh Allen will win his Super Bowl eventually.
And he was supposed to blow out the Chiefs in the playoff game. Brian Harmon.
I was two weeks early.
13.
He shouldn't be allowed on the PGA Tour. Kick him off the tour, Doug.
I had to hit it off Frankenstein's fat foot. Also, what's your happy place? That was our out of left field question today.
9 p.m. on a beach with a cocktail.
Nice. Mm. I like that.
Nine. Waves crashing, but you can't see them.
I like that. The little crabs are out?
No.
Okay.
Also, Spec, just so you know, we need to be careful with Patrick Mahomes' legacy. He'll go from Kobe to bunk-ass LeBron, just so you know.
If he keeps losing Super Bowls.
We're in danger of him going to becoming LeBron James. Oh, no.
That doesn't make any sense. It's not a thing. Sorry.
Mariano Rivera, 1,283 innings, 998 hits. That's Specter. That's Mac. I'm Dusty. Go do something nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
For somebody you never know, it could change their day, their week, their month, their year. They call me the Instigator. Go be nice, go stay cool, and stay calm. Cody Gold and Drew coming up next for 10 to 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.